This week is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced it will not permit an easement through federal land, temporarily at least halting construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's the power of the people.
This was a long and hard-fought campaign. A lot of our fellow Americans are exultant today. A lot of Americans are less so. But that's the nature of campaigns. That's the nature of democracy. It is hard and sometimes contentious and noisy. And it's not always inspiring. But to the young people who got into politics for the first time and may be disappointed by the results, I just want you to know you have to stay encouraged. Don't get cynical. Don't ever think you can't make a difference. Sometimes you lose an argument. Sometimes you lose an election. You know, the path that this country's taken has never been a straight line. We zig and zag, and sometimes we move in ways that some people think is forward and others think is moving back. And that's okay. I've lost elections before. Joe hasn't. But, you know. So I've been sort of sharing.
Remember, you beat me badly.
That's the way politics works sometimes. We try really hard to persuade people that we're right. And then people vote. And then if we lose, we learn from our mistakes, we do some reflection, we lick our wounds, we brush ourselves off, we get back in the arena. 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 We get back in the arena.
Hey everybody, Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show. How you doing? Glad you're with me on this Thursday, 6:06 here in Jersey City, New Jersey. I got the gatekeeper with me. He'll be with me in just a moment. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Rex Oliver.
Rex Oliver. The gatekeeper.
That's me.
Are you there, gatekeeper?
I'm here.
Can you hear yourself better now?
No, that's much better. Thank you.
Than the other headphones you had on?
No, I think this one's a lot better.
Yeah, you got a nice clear voice. I wanted to actually... We got to know each other in the city. We've become friends over the last couple of years, and we're always kicking politics when we see each other and other topics of interest to us. And you're saying, you should have me on. So I'm like, you know what? You want to come with me this week? So I brought Rex Oliver with me.
How you all doing?
I don't have my gatekeeper sound effect.
Oh, you told me you had a sound effect.
I know it. It just takes a while to get it together here. I can't believe we've pulled off what we have. Let's take calls, though, about politics, about the election.
Talk to us.
I don't know if you're a Democrat who's been, tuned it out, or you've been in denial. I'm just not going to think about it. Let's just see how it goes. And maybe you've been sitting out there with a certain degree of anxiety about things. Or maybe you're an elated Trump voter, really happy and excited about your party's opportunity to really get things done as has been promised.
Shake things up.
Something new.
Yeah. No, I thought you were just pointing because I interrupted you. But
not at all. Not at
all. Okay.
No,
I think you're right, Clay. And I think one thing that's pretty clear, Clay, is that people do need to get their heads out of the ground, even if it feels comfortable because of, what's happened, but...
Is it a natural inclination to...
Sure, of course it
retire
is.
...retire like that?
Yeah, you have to burrow. Anytime you're afraid, or anytime that, something scares you and you don't want to deal with the implications of the reality, you burrow into a nice, safe... warm corner, and there's nothing wrong with that. I can't judge that because
I'm almost animalistic, a ferret would do. Or
yeah, we're all just mammals.
Yeah, are we mammals?
I don't know.
Humans?
I don't know.
Yeah. What are I? Let's take a call. What anybody call? Break the ice. It's the hardest call to get, and the one we revere the most. 201-209-9368. Are you excited about this Trump presidency? Do you fear it? Are you worried about it? Are you totally tuned out? Let us know. 201-209-9368. Talk about anything you want. I'm going to dance just a little bit here. Hey, come on, Al. Put your hands together. Gatekeeper. No calls. 10 minutes. After 6, we do have pre-prepared segments that we can go to if we need to. Alex, why did she lose?
I don't know who Alex is.
Gatekeeper, why did she lose?
Well, I don't really go by...
I can't call you Rex Oliver.
You can't do the Rex anymore?
Alex.
All right.
Just Alex.
Yeah.
We tried to give you a name, but I can't...
Or Al. Just say Al.
Al.
Al. You know, Al is a good name. Al is a very solid name that... It's not,
Why did she lose?
Well, that's a very, are those lights coming up on the board right now?
Let's see if it works. Is anybody there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can. Let me play.
Help us out, man. What are your feelings? What are you feeling? Talk to the audience. We need to hear your voices.
I was going to bring up one issue. I've moved from Southern New Jersey down to Cape May County, and I listened to WYY from Philadelphia, great NPR station.
Yeah.
And they started a 2-day marathon, and of course at FMU we're not unfamiliar with that, when they need emergency money.
Right.
But they had someone named like Dodo Robinson say that she would pledge $25,000 to WYY if they got 1,000 people to call in during the entire day. And it's just like, I don't know, it seems like a creepy,
what's going on here,
liberal,
Alex?
What am I? Thing to do, if all the small people, donate 1,000, pledges, I'll deign to give my $25,000 to the station. And that's why I know FMU doesn't do matching pledges or anything like that.
No, man.
It just seems like, Dodo give you $25,000 to the station.
Who'd you vote for, man? Who did you vote for?
Well, you know, I moved from New York City to New Jersey, and I got here just in time to change my thing.
Yes.
And I voted for Hillary, and
And you lost. Were you shocked when you lost?
No, I wasn't shocked, because when I went to vote, now I was down in southern New Jersey, which is almost like, you know, the country, and it was clear that, like, I had gone to, like, an Eagles-Giants game at a bar, like, a week before.
Scenic route, man. Let's just stay on the topic.
Well, no. It was just, like, you could tell that everybody in southern New Jersey were, like, so into Trump. You know, they were watching the Philadelphia Eagles, but the talk before the week before the election was, like, you could tell that, like, I could feel the fervor that all these people are going out to vote, and like, you know, whereas, like, you know, 8 years before, you could feel the fever of people going out to vote for, like, Obama.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I was in, like, a mostly white conclave.
I'm
like,
sorry, I have to jump in. We're getting a lot of calls coming up right now.
Did you hang up?
Hello? Hello?
No, I did.
Okay, well, you're still with us.
What is your message to the voters? What is your message right here and now? What do you want to say post-election? Wrap it up in one succinct, meaningful, touching statement right
now. David Byrne said, don't worry about the government. You know, find your own building to live in and start from your own roots.
Can you do something for me as I turn you down slowly? Can you just recite the names of popular beers as I slowly turn you down and turn the music up? Please, starting now.
Amagash, Budweiser, Coors, the name is E. Earl Hanger.
Doing that very slowly.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, that's a very slow roll. I would add Yingling to that list.
Do you like this rave?
I could do without it.
Really?
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. I just, you know.
It's the pulse underneath that has
fire. Let's hear some more from the listeners.
We got a gibbous tree over here, man.
Oh, yeah. We got the tree's lighting up. Hello.
Hold on.
Did you get it?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you disconnected someone.
Yeah, now we're down.
Oh, man. Clay.
Dusty Show. Anybody there?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, your radio's on. Can you turn your radio down, please?
Yeah, it's off.
Okay. All right. What's your name, man? Who am I talking to?
This is a listener, Swanky from Brooklyn.
What's up, Swanky?
Oh, I'm just living in a Brooklyn bubble, I guess.
What do you think? Were you surprised at the election, how it turned out?
It scares the crap out of me.
In what way?
Well, I didn't see it coming, and I guess I should have.
Are you scared about the future with Trump?
You know, we have the most unqualified, most corrupt person basically in American history ever close to, you know, his finger on the button, and, I mean, the conflict of interest and the influence peddling. And
what about the people who say, hey, let's give him a chance, let's see how it goes?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I missed that.
What about the people who say
you're on the phone while you're driving?
Jesus, help me!
You're on the phone while you're driving?
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, that's not good.
Entry, you know?
Yeah, just be careful. Drive a large American car.
Doing my normal long commute home from work.
What's your message? What's your message to the listeners?
Clay and I, we've talked on many occasions over the years.
Hey, man, help me out. What's your message to the listeners of the station right now?
Unfortunately, the listeners are going to generally agree with me and be, you know, informed and liberal-minded. And
like we're all,
know,
are we just,
with,
are we just preaching to the choir here?
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Are we just, I think the question that Clay was asking is, are we just, you know, preaching to the choir?
Yeah, that's what scares me, is that, I'm from the Midwest, and we talked about this before. I'm a big, you know, cheesehead and all that. It's sad that so many people are angry at the system with good reason, that they would just say, well, I'm so pissed off at the system, let's just give a monkey a machine gun and see what happens.
Well, I'm going to let the gatekeeper chew on that one for a bit. Thanks for calling, man. I got to roll.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about an orangutan with a machine gun might be more appropriate.
Yeah, I'm getting comments here.
Comments?
On the AccuVision.
Oh, you got AccuVision?
Lose the music.
Oh, is that what's happening? I don't think people can... All right, there you go.
Dale said his radio was on. I agree, Dale.
Yeah, that was...
This is tough here.
It made kind of a distortion when you had hearing us in the background, and then you had us talking while we're hearing ourselves talk.
And Alex Rex Oliver, I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah, you know, Rex Oliver is just one of the many names or personalities we all come up with in our lives.
Let's take this, let's mellow this down now.
Okay, this is better.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, just breathe in. Breathe in, Clay.
And I asked you to bring a couple of songs. I would love people would call. It's 201-209-9368. I know you were trying, and then it goes on long, and you give up. Try again. 201-209-9368. Gatekeeper.
Yes.
You brought in a song.
I did.
Let's hear.
Well, first, I think a word about it's the gatekeeper. I think people are legitimately wondering.
Why is it the gatekeeper?
Well, personally, I think the news media have, not all of them, but the so-called mainstream news media have really failed us as a people. And they failed their function as the gatekeeper of information. And now that's kind of fallen on us as our responsibility because they're not doing it, because they're just doing it for ratings. They're doing it just to...
Why is big media complicit in the machine, so to speak, gatekeeper?
Well, I think that's been true for a long time, but it's only become worse and worse and more concentrated in terms of their power. And I know that can start to sound conspiratorial, but I think it's true. But anyway, that's just my own crazy opinion.
And you're not even 30. You're young.
Well, I thought a Rex Oliver wasn't going to... People wouldn't know how old Rex Oliver was.
Yeah, that 30's bothering you, isn't it? A little bit.
Well, it's not imminent, but it's soon enough into the future that
it's a thing. It's 30. It.
It. I don't know.
What does it mean to you? What are you losing at 30?
I don't know. I think there's this this strange kind of fetishization of youth in this country, where people who are in their 20s are talked about all the time, and it's kind of getting to be obnoxious how often, and it's like you have to make sure you do everything in that span of 10 years.
The expectations of how wonderful life should and could be.
Yeah, you can put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gatekeeper, we've got a call. Let's see.
You can call me Al. People can call me Al. I think Al's good because it's one syllable and people don't know, don't have to know about, who Rex Oliver. Yes, hello. You are on with WFMU.
Hey, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey, just calling in regards to who you voted for.
I think that was Clay's question. But
go ahead. You got it, Gatekeeper. I like it.
All right. Yes?
I'm 45 years old, basically never voted before. This is the first time that I actually felt that I needed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I voted for Trump.
Okay.
And I just don't understand why people are so against Trump.
That's a fair question. No,
so the guy deserves a chance. Everything that I see that... Our past president, our current president, mm-hmm. Obama, and what Hillary are for, with immigration, getting everybody in here that are basically coming in unchecked and are physically in camps all around America.
Oh, you mean the FEMA camps?
No, like physical ISIS camps.
Oh, okay, ISIS camps. Got it.
And people training.
You feel like those ISIS camps are up and running?
Absolutely.
Wow. Where are they at? All over the place?
This is new to me. I hadn't heard of this.
So there are maps out there over a year ago.
Okay.
New York State, and I was told that there was one near Deposit, New York. Hmm. And a map came out recently with a star pretty much exactly on that spot where Deposit, New York is.
Deposit, New York.
Is there confrontation coming in our near future within the country?
Absolutely, and I'm not sure if you guys heard about what's going to happen on the Inauguration Day.
No, I hadn't.
ISIS. So, from what I heard, they're calling it a Bloody Friday.
What's going to happen?
They're going to show up and try to assassinate Trump on that day.
Wow. That is completely new to me. I'm sure that's new to you too, Clay.
Yeah.
First time hearing it.
Wow. I didn't catch your name. What was your name again?
Jason.
Good to meet you, Jason.
You could probably tell I'm pretty liberal. You would call me a liberal, and you're more conservative kind of guy. Do you watch? Where do you get your news? I get mine from a place you might deride, a lot of Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, and then, you know, I'm just admitting it up front. And I'm wondering, do you watch Fox or do you listen to like Alex Jones? Where do you get it?
I listen to a bunch of different things. Your station is one that I just came across.
You like it?
CNN, and basically a bunch of stuff that's out there.
Yeah, I try to listen to
the web.
I try to listen to both sides. Do you feel like you do too?
Are you talking to him or me?
Everything with a grain of salt. Oh.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Well,
sometimes you need a teaspoon of salt.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You hear words thrown about, and you hear it from both sides. One of them is libtards, I think.
Libtard, yes.
But then it's probably like repuglican.
Oh, I hate that. I hate repuglican. It just coarsens the discourse.
Do you think when we use words like that, not that you do, but it's kind of diminishing, isn't it? Are we getting away from just an ability to have a rational discussion with each other?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
and this feels pretty good, what we
I
got going.
I feel that I'm Republican or Democrat. I'm for the best person for the job.
You really didn't like Hillary, though. What about Bernie? Were there things about Bernie that you could respect, at least?
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you like about Bernie?
It would have been 10 times more of a better election if it was Bernie and Trump. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that, too.
Well, I want to give some other people a chance to...
Thank you so much,
in.
Though, Jason. We really appreciate you calling in, and this is great because, you know, as a denizen of that, one of the quote-unquote liberal bubbles, I mean, we're all in some kind of bubble, you know, but I don't often hear from people who voted for Trump, so it's good to hear your perspective.
So you guys heard about the recounts, right?
We heard it was getting quashed, right? The courts were... one of them got shut down or something, or I don't know.
Yes, so what do you guys think about them raising $6 million and don't have enough money to come up with $1 million for the recount in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think it was privately raised money, though, right? It's not government money.
Yeah, so is there any stats on that, where that $6 million came from?
You know, it's such a loaded thing, because if you're sitting on the left side, you're gonna be like, what's the problem with the count if you won fair and square? What's the problem? Let's count them up and see. And then when you feel resistance to that, it feels like, all right, what are you hiding something?
I don't care about that. Whatever. You want to recount? Do a recount.
Okay.
Two cents worth. Do what you need to do. But where did the $6 million come from? Is it from you?
I think
$5?
I think from
or
what?
Or is it from people that like George Soros?
I knew George. I knew it.
Well, I haven't
with America.
Right. I haven't what I've seen is that Jill Stein and others were, you know, kind of crowdsourcing it, raising it through the internet from just random people. But that's what I heard. But what I heard may be completely wrong.
Yeah. Hey man,
lighting up like a Christmas tree.
The
right
holidays
here.
Are upon us, and the Trump camp says it's okay to say Christmas again, so that's
absolutely
coming.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Do you like Muslims, man, at all? Come on.
I don't care who you are. If you treat me good, I'll treat you good.
You
no
have...
matter what color you are or what your nationality is.
Yeah.
I'm Irish, Spanish, Dutch.
Yeah, we're all mixed.
I don't care what you are.
What's your message?
Well, good people, you're good people.
What's your message? What's your message to our listeners this holiday season? A message of peace and love.
That's it. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, man. Can you recite the names of Chevrolet model cars as I slowly turn you down and turn the music up?
Well, I'd rather do Mopar.
Do Mopar. 318 Mopar, baby.
392 Hemi Challenger.
Yeah.
426 Hemi.
8 double cam.
Wankel rotary.
Wankel rotary? Is Wankel rotary a... No, but I wanted to ask Jason a question before you played him off, but we have another call.
We only got an hour.
I know. We're almost at half past.
And we haven't played any segments.
Oh, wow.
But the phone's live.
All right. I think we should take one more.
You talk to him, gatekeeper.
All right. I don't know how to work the phones.
You don't have to. Just riff.
All right. I'm riffing. I wanted to ask that last gentleman, Jason, great guy. I don't know him, but he sounded like a good guy. I wanted to ask about how he feels about Trump having a noted white nationalist, a racist.
Steve Bannon. A race Johnny Quest.
Well, hold on. Jason was saying, you know, that he was expressing, and I believe he was being completely sincere, that he's not prejudiced and all that. And I want to know how he felt about Trump picking people like that as...
I know what you mean. There's so many questions.
I thought of it right as you were going to play him off.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm a man.
How you doing today?
What's up, man? What do you want to express?
Good. I'm doing great. I just wanted to give a thought on the presidential Trump and Hillary. You know, everybody's scared.
Yeah, what do you think? What's the truth?
I think we just have a new idea thrown up in the air, and everybody's so accustomed to living in such tight areas, let's put it,
right,
that once we see something open, you know, we tend to frighten ourselves, you know, and taking the challenge. You know, it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard for people to realize what's going on. A lot of people are so used to just seeing the news.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't really doing the research.
Exactly.
And,
what is the truth, man? What is the truth? We can handle the truth.
Can we?
Well, the truth is that the system is so corrupted that we are zombinized, if we may. You know, that we just don't want to see reality. We see a new president coming in, and I think all he did wrong was the taxes. You know, he didn't pay his taxes.
Oh yeah,
and
that
again,
thing.
You know,
that one thing where he in contradiction to the last 40 years of every single candidate for president having to release their tax returns, he didn't. So that absolutely.
Yes. But again, if we're gonna go based on taxes, that's cool. He did it wrong. But how many? Let's talk about the emails or, you know, all this corruption.
Benghazi.
The bone. And so further, you know, there's more to just a comeback, you know, on taxes, you know, what's happening with everybody and behind doors, you know, everybody's all secretive, Clintons and all this, you know, I really don't want to get into details. But
oh, my God,
lot.
Don't get into the details. You know why? Because Democrats have other details, and then all day long we're just like, blah, blah, talking point. And we go round and around in circles, and we never get anywhere.
The main thing is we only have half an hour left.
What's your message of love to our listeners on this holiday radio show? What is your message of love? No Trump, no Clinton.
We should just love each other and believe in God and let God guide us, you know.
What about the atheists? What about them?
Everybody has their own opinion, you know, at the end. We should see what's really going on. Every religion should, you
We're
know.
Going to. We're going to see what's going on, man, when that final curtain falls, when we're laying in that lonely bed.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Yeah, man. Sing a little Beatles song as I slowly turn you down. Any one of them. Doesn't matter which one. Sing it for us.
Oh, shoot. Do it.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry. I can
come on.
That.
Yesterday.
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road. Yeah.
She came in through the bathroom window. Protected by a silver spoon. Yeah. Thank you, man.
It's always a question of how do you, like, respectfully, you know, like where it, you know what I mean? Where it's dragging on because not that they're boring, but there's so many other people who want to call in and we have very limited time. How do you respectfully go, hey man, you know, it's great to hear you, but
they like you, gatekeeper.
They like me?
Why wouldn't they?
Who is they?
You got it, man.
Who's the it? I don't know what's happening right now, but I think Clay does, but I don't know what the it is. I don't know who the they are, but.
Alex the Gatekeeper is a friend of Clay's generation. You're half my age. Gatekeeper, we have no calls.
We have
your pick song, one of your pick songs.
Yes,
I asked
let's spin it.
To pick a couple of songs, and you picked this one.
Yeah. Yes.
Why'd you pick Don Henley's Dirty Laundry?
Well, I think it'll become apparent in the when we listen to what Don Henley sang.
The lyrics.
Yeah.
Is that the initial thing that grabbed you?
Pretty much. Also, I love the beat.
Do you like the Eagles
really
or just Don Henley more?
We'll talk about that, I think, after this.
We got plenty of room in this ramp.
We do. It's a long intro.
Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, Don Felder. They booted him.
Well, I don't have to know about all the inside
Randy
baseball.
Meister, Don Henley. Sean G says, great tune.
Are you ready
tune.
To make America great again?
Yes.
Tough, and we're going to be smart, and we're going to do it right. America will be a tolerant and open society. America will also be a safe society. We will protect our borders at home. We will defeat ISIS overseas. We have no choice.
ISIS.
We will make America rich again.
Safe,
we will make America safe again. We will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Been a great show so far, you guys. Alex the Gatekeeper is here, Alex Rex Oliver. And I'm glad you've been out there with your calls It's a little unusual format. I'm getting used to you being. You've never been on the radio.
I've never been on the radio at all.
But the call has been good. Now, this one's been sitting here a while. It might be gone. Let's check. Is anybody there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down. We got you.
How you doing, Clay? Good evening.
Who's this?
This is Dave from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hey, Dave, what's up, man? How you been feeling after the election?
Well, here's the way I'm seeing this. A clear example of what's going on is if you know about the Standing Rock and the Dakota Access Pipeline up in North Dakota.
Right.
Absolutely. That protest has been going on since September. It wasn't until the veterans showed up that it finally made the news.
Yeah, that
but
helped,
it's
didn't it?
Still not front page news.
Yeah, well.
This is big.
Yeah. Talk about it, man. I know it's a pet, it's an issue with you that's near and dear to your heart.
Well, their next move, they're planning on getting it mobilized to go to Flint, Michigan.
Michigan.
Just to bring more light back on that situation that happened down
home of
Hillary and the DNC buried Bernie Sanders, but that wasn't a major news story.
Man, I got to tell you, Bob Eubanks, host of the Newlywed Game, is from Flint, Michigan.
And I saw Bob Eubanks actually when I was in Atlantic City.
Oh wait, Alex, Jesus!
And he was up there, the MC at some casino.
Yeah, I met him too in Los Angeles. Grand Funk is from Flint, and
Michael Moore
is from Flint.
Yep. There you go.
Bad water though, dirty water there. All right,
and not just there.
What about
all over? Just one other thought is, I have a lot of friends who are school teachers, and they're in the union here in New York City. And I have a lot of friends who I'm up early who voted for Trump, and they're all in the union. So now I ask them, how do you feel when Trump wants to assign a Department of Secretary of Education, a woman, this DeVos, who's a right-wing Christian, and all she wants to do is to make more charter schools, to take the money out of our public schools and put them into these charter schools, and they're all non-union, and nobody says anything.
Jesus.
Well, you know, there's no response.
Yep. Yeah, it's not just that, sir. It's sorry.
Not, the conversation is not deepening and getting better and broader. It's because of Il Duce.
Il Duce.
He doesn't talk to people in a. It's a monologue.
Yep.
What do you want to say?
Well, I actually wanted to say.
You got to push him.
We don't have much time.
You're new.
We never have enough time, do we, in this planet?
More
issues. I just want my message of peace and love is, let's all try to love one another and really love one another and listen to each one another and try to work these things out. The planet is dying. If we don't save the planet, it doesn't matter what you are or who you are or what your religion for your nationality. If you don't save the planet, we're all screwed.
What about they say it's a hoax, man?
Well, you know what? They're going to say it's a hoax, and some of these people cannot be turned around, but hopefully the movement is growing. You know, I found out about fracking 6 years ago, but in those 6 years, and especially in this last year, and especially with the veterans.
Jesus, that phone. Football phone. Sounds like he's talking.
The movement is growing in leaps and bounds. Now what they want to do is start any of us in the protest.
Baby. Your phone, that phone. That's a football phone you got, right? Sports Illustrated?
No, I've got a good phone.
Thing sounds like now it
Does
sounds...
Does that sound better now?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You were nodding off like your chin was going down on your sternum.
I'm sorry. I'll try to enunciate more clearly. But
now it's your time's up. Now your time's up. Slowly turn you down, recite the names of past U.S. presidents.
I'd rather sing a Beatles song.
Do it, baby.
Our lives together. It's so precious.
Together we have grown.
There it is.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, sir. I really wanted to get in there about.
Listen to this gown. Listen to this.
All right. There's no time to talk about policies or anything.
Shove it. Listen to this, man. Gown.
It's good. That's good.
Needs like Darvon. Anyway, I'm sorry, man. I have mania.
No, it's fine. It's great. I just wanted to jump in about. All right, we got another call.
Go ahead, though.
No, man.
Gatekeeper. Gatekeeper.
All right.
Wait.
No, we got a call. Caller. Hello? Wait, what are you doing? Oh, you got the CD.
Yeah.
All right, you got to load it up.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah, the gate sound.
There he is.
All right.
shit.
wait. I think one more time.
That's the wrong one. Oh, wait.
Oh, it's the wrong sound effect.
Yeah. Gatekeeper sound.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
All right. One more time.
Okay. Why isn't it? Oh, wait. That's
all
good,
right, good,
huh?
Good. I was waiting for the loud crash at the end where.
From now on, that's what it's going to be.
All right.
All right. So let's go to the phone.
Yep.
Is anybody? Yeah, we lost.
Oh, we lost one. Okay.
I waited too long.
It was too long.
Yeah. Right. And no music.
Nope.
Nothing.
Hello.
We're going to bring it down again.
Oh. Okay.
Remember how we did?
No, I think that was good. No, but I wanted to mention about another one of Trump's picks. He picked the head of the EPA to be someone who doesn't believe climate change is real, to head the EPA,
just every day.
No, but there's a pattern. Each one of these people that he's selected to run these agencies, and of course they still have to be
like
confirmed.
It's like a slap in the face.
Well, it's more than that, actually. It's each of them is committed to dismantling taking apart the agency that they would be heading up. So it's a kind of a way of destroying the public sector from the inside.
Yeah, it's like the Romney thing.
Well, it's a hostile takeover.
Yeah,
just
Bain Capital,
right?
Kind of
yeah, leveraged buyouts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where are we headed, man? How do we reverse?
I don't
know.
I don't have a crystal ball in front of me. Do you?
Here's what I was thinking today, and
got a caller right now.
Yeah, but I'm talking.
All right, we're talking. All right.
It's my damn show.
It's your show. It's your show.
I'm turning the music up.
Oh, turning it up.
And I'm dancing.
All right. Yep.
How do you dance to this?
I don't think you can really dance to this.
It's really slow.
It's very slow.
Dance with me, Fab. Come on.
That's a really... Fabio has
got
a really
all these
excellent
people
jacket.
Online
yeah,
here.
But I'm dancing.
Yeah, we have a lot.
You got to take time.
No,
out
but
of
I think
you
Fabio,
call that dancing?
I think Fabio is absolutely right. I think we have to get to these phones right now.
Yeah, see, then they get pushy. You bring them in.
No, well.
See, you're taking over.
I think Fabio was a bad influence. I wouldn't have done that had he not been here.
Wait. Gatekeeper Rex Oliver.
Rex Oliver.
And we're going back to the phones on Dusty. Music comes down. Phone goes up. Who's out there? Rock and roll me.
Hello?
Yeah. Bob's leaving. I love you, Fob.
Night, Fob.
Don't be hurt, man. This is like 1 week here.
Huh?
Yeah. Don't be hurt. Still best buds. Yeah. New guy here. Just and I said he might get upset, Alex.
No.
But I
think
he looks a little red in the eyes.
Fabio looks very upset.
Yeah.
And I can't blame him.
Yeah. Shake hands, you two.
We did. But no one.
I didn't watch.
This is the radio, so no one can see us.
Caller, are you there?
Oh yes, I'm here.
What's your opinion? Are you upset about the election, or did it go as you thought it would?
Well, I would have been pretty disappointed either way. It gone as I predicted, as I thought it would happen. Not that I'm a Trump supporter, but I knew Hillary Clinton would have lost because she has way too much baggage on her part.
Did you like Bernie?
Bernie was okay. Like, he's a cut-and-dry social democrat. I mean, I would have been inspired to vote for Bernie, but I'm not, like, obsessed with him like a lot of people were, you know.
And I appreciate you said social democrat and not socialist. I think that's something that a lot of people make that mistake.
No,
we don't need the sound effect again.
He said specifically he doesn't believe in like you know what is it, making public like the means of production. He still fundamentally believes in the privatized means of production.
Yeah, he's not a Marxist.
That's not socialist. So
right.
He's a social democrat. Social democrat is like. It's just people who are willing to admit that capitalism has flaws, but they're like,
Jesus.
Hey, let's put a Band-Aid on it.
Smaller words! What's your message to our listeners? What do you want to tell them? It's the holiday season. Words like peace, love, and is now, baby.
Okay. Karl Marx was right, communism will triumph.
You think so? You're a commie.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Wow, this is unprecedented. We have spoken now to... unprecedented, I think, from my experience in the same span of time to speak with a Trump voter and a Marxist. I think that's a good achievement.
I feel a measure of pride.
Yeah, I think we can all be happy for ourselves.
What does a communist think at Christmas? It sounds like a poem, doesn't it?
Well,
it's a good, I would read that poem.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, explain it, but like, I mean, most communists would be indifferent to Christmas. I mean, it's a shame that, like, a holiday that's supposed to be about, like, caring and, like, you know, love and charity and family has kind of been perverted by the capitalist mode of production to be some kind of, like, you know...
What is the mode of production?
Like,
I still
need... feudalism.
I'm sorry to interrupt there, but I never knew about what the mode of production means, because it sounds kind of abstract to me.
The mop, baby. The mop, they call it in the industry. You get your mop chart.
The mop? The mop chart?
Okay. So the mode of production... It's like the means of production.
We have less than 15 minutes.
You're going off the deep. You're going off the deep end, baby. Hold on.
No, I wanted to hear about this, Clay, but we only have less than 15 minutes, unfortunately. Time is the enemy.
Oh, my God. I've lost absolute control.
Before I forget, I wanted to give a shout out to Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa, if you're listening, if you've been listening this whole time, Melissa G, but I won't say any more than that for reasons that are obvious only to three people.
That was like a 30-second thing.
That was a very long plug.
We got to get those down to 7 seconds.
I'm a noob at this.
Hey, listener, final word.
I think he's off.
I gave my final word. It was about Karl Marx being right.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Break those thoughts up into free associative sentences. I'm going to turn us down, the music up. If you would, do a little communist... free associated poem for the next 20 seconds. And thank you sincerely for calling. Happy holidays.
Thank
you. Go ahead.
Not a problem.
It's all yours.
So basically, there.
No dogma. No dogma. Poetry. Poetry. No dogma. Oh, Jesus. That's it.
You had very little patience.
That's communist. They give them an inch, they run with it.
You can't appease the communists.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was interested in him breaking down what mode of production means because, you know, you see that all the time. And I wanted to get into immigration with the Trump guy. There's just not enough time to talk about
anything. We have no calls. We could do a segment. You want to play your other song?
Yes, I think it would be a good change-up.
All
right. I mean, in my humble opinion, it would be a good change-up.
Let's do it.
All right. There we go.
Yeah, this is the Gatekeeper's other song. You like the band?
I love the band.
Up in Woodstock. That is a big Brooklyn thing, really?
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
There's another bar.
I looped it.
Oh, that's good. Good. How long did you loop this? We can keep
16
going.
16 bars. It's going to come in
okay.
Now.
Okay. Right,
we got
right now?
Three,
two, all right.
When I get over this mountain, you know where I want to go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico.
Come on. Gatekeeper.
Lake Charles, Louisiana. Little Mexico. And she told me just to come on by. If there's anything that she could do, up on Cripple Creek.
Everybody.
She sends me if I sprang a leak.
Come on, Gatekeeper.
She mans me. I don't have the speed that she defends me. A drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had you strung me to the racetrack. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. The odds were in my favor, I had them 5-1. And that nag to win came around the track, sure enough we had won. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me in my spring a leap. Hey, she tore it up and threw it in my face, just for a laugh. Now there's one thing in the whole wide world I sure would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips a donut in my teeth. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me if I spring a leap, and she.
And to all the women, and especially the young women who put their faith in this campaign and in me, I want you to know that nothing has made me prouder than to be your champion. I know we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now. I count my blessings every single day that I am an American. And I still believe, as deeply as I ever have, that if we stand together and work together, with respect for our differences, strength in our convictions, and love for this nation, our best days are still ahead of us.
You think our best days are still ahead of us?
Well, we don't know what lies ahead. And that's neither good nor bad. That's just, we can't predict the future. Right now, I have to admit, it looks pretty grim. But that doesn't mean it has to be.
You like Keith Ellison?
How did we segue from that to Keith Ellison? But I like that. I think, and this may be a controversial opinion,
Hopeful future figure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that he predicted several months ago and that Greg... I don't mind naming names. So George Stephanopoulos and I don't even remember the other person laughed in his face that when he said that, you know, look, we have to be look ahead to the fact to, you know, being afraid of him becoming president. And they laughed him off when he said he would become the nominee. And I think you'd want someone like that to lead the party who also represents the future. And, you know. I don't know. I don't know beyond that. I think that's just kind of basic. But I'm more interested in what other people think than... We got four calls here.
Got a half a tree.
Yeah, but you know what? We have 5 minutes.
They hate me today. Everybody's like, Clay's bored of politics. You're shutting them down and mean.
Wait, who's shutting them down?
I've had it.
Who's shutting who?
I did comments.
Are they saying you're shutting me down or I'm not shutting you?
They like you.
They're saying you're shutting down me or them?
The callers.
I'm not being
polite as I could be.
Oh.
That's probably true.
Well, I think the main thing is we don't have enough time.
You
we're very constrained
in
time here.
Forgive me. It's ADD.
I don't want to diagnose
mania.
You. I don't want to diagnose you, Clay.
And I edit the show at home.
No,
but when I do it live, I'm editing in my brain. And when people start to go a little deep.
I think once it got into mode of production, it lost me.
Yeah.
But it's mostly a time thing.
Good, though. You're corralling us. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
I like this, Alex. It's good. You care. Fabio doesn't care anymore.
Let's not speak ill of people behind their back. Let's hear a caller, please.
You're fresh, exciting. Is anybody there?
Yes.
Faye, wait, you're still there? It sounds like that radio is on. Please turn it down.
Yeah, because it's distortion in the background, yeah. Oh, I think that's better. Hello?
Yeah. What's your beef, man, as Joe Pine used to say? What's up? What made you call? What's your opinion?
Where's the beef?
Well, this is listener Leonard calling.
Hello, listener Leonard.
And I just wanted to send a tribute to my friend who will be joining me soon, Mr. Greg Blake.
Great.
Okay.
On behalf of the American election.
Are you
I
guys...
I would just like to sing a song.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
We had white horses.
Oh, yeah.
And ladies by the score, all dressed in satin.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Waiting by the door.
Nice.
Ooh, what a lucky man. He was.
What is he to you? What is he to you, this person?
What a lucky man he was.
One more time.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people, they did sing. Ooh. What a lucky man.
Listener Leonard, we have five minutes.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Now bring it home. Bring it home.
We got to reel it up.
Bringing it home.
a bullet found him.
You have to... Leonard, if you're out there, we had to go. There's other calls. We're out of time. Great job. Man, I've turned into a total, like, Richard.
And who's what are you talking about?
I'm swearing.
Who's
more.
A Richard?
I'm angry. I'm cutting.
We're
up.
Not swearing at all. We don't want FCC
it's
fines.
It's me. It's not you, man.
All right.
Is anybody there? Please be kind.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
You sound pissed off already. What's the matter?
Don't worry. I'm not a communist, so I won't talk about the mode of production.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say something real quick because I know you guys only got a few minutes. And I mean,
thank you. I appreciate that.
There's tons of stuff I could talk about, and I won't because
that's
I'm
the
shocked.
Hardest part. That's the hardest part.
For us, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm shocked, and I feel that we're going to enter, after the euphoria, we're going to enter into some really painful stuff.
I think you're right. We're in a pink cloud period right now, as they
say
in recovery.
Yeah. So anyway, all I'm going to say is today in the news, they talked about the selection of the person for the nominee for labor secretary.
Yes.
And he's an owner of Carl's Jr.
And Hardee's, that's right.
And I just thought it reminded me of that movie, Idiocracy, by Mike Judge.
Yes, the prophet Mike Judge.
Yeah, which was, it exactly was like that, although, you know, it's not a one-to-one matchup.
No.
But the Carl's Jr.'s was one of the major food dispensers in this
really
satirical, you know,
and
joke
they,
of a country.
And they were using soda for water, right? They're using like Mountain Dew instead of water.
It was like Gatorade because it had electrolytes.
Right. Well, you know, I would think President Comanche at this point would be better than Trump because
I think you're right.
I would prefer that, I think, at this point.
Hey, caller, thanks so much. We're running out of time. What's your happy holidays message to our listeners?
Oh, man, look within yourself before you look at others. I don't know.
I like that. That was. Did you like that, Clay?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, man.
Wait, one more time. Look inside yourself. What was the rest of it?
Before you look at others.
Ah.
And you'll see your duodenum waddled.
We don't need to be literal about it.
All right, man. One more.
Thanks so much. Take care. Love the show.
You rule. Peace. Keep loving. Keep on loving me. Who's this? You're on the radio live.
Live on the radio.
Come on. No one there?
Nope. You lost him. You lost him again.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's all right.
Hey, wait. Here's a fresh one.
Yes. Nope.
Nope. That's the old. Now let me dump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. Now they'll try again. Yep. Now everything's cleared up. We have 60 seconds.
We have 1 minute, everyone.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Hardy White coming up in just a moment. Gatekeeper, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I know you felt like you didn't get it. The hour goes so fast.
We'll
have you on again. The reviews are in. I think you did pretty good. It may be me who struggled. The ego, the mania, the problems I have interfere a lot of times, not only with this type of radio performance medium, but bonding, making friends. I'm glad that you're a part of my life, Gatekeeper.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much.
A mature and thoughtful young man. Some parting words to the listeners who maybe are feeling scared, a little worried about these changes we're living through.
Is it
a junta?
It doesn't have to be one. And I think if people, you know, band together and resist together, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are many organizations that are already out there that for years have been struggling and doing a lot of good work, and there are a lot of people to support. And just don't give up.
Man, thanks for joining me. I hate stopping. This is so fun.
We got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it down. Thanks for listening, everybody. I appreciate your being out there. I'm excited about the upcoming Hardy White show, as I'm sure you are. Let's go to that now. Take care. Next time, always remember.
Oh, thanks, Santa. Yeah, I'll show you a little bit of the thing.
Damn, Popeye!
Hey, what are you guys watching?
It's a very Popeye Christmas. Come on, just turn it down a little. I'm gonna do a show.
Welcome to a very Popeye Christmas. It's Miracle Nutrition. What am I saying? Why did I think it was a very Popeye Christmas? I got a little bit confused. I sometimes do, my friends, and I don't mind being confused or not knowing because I have an insatiable curiosity that drives me. I want to learn about the world. Oh, my friends, will you explore with me? I have this hunger, and it can only be sated by Miracle Nutrition. That is, finding out about where we live and what this thing in our head is. Hello, friends. I'm looking for a book I want to read you. I was going to just start reading a story, but I can't find the book. You know, it's funny. You read something you like, something that moves you, something that inspires you, like a book or a story, and you immediately want to share it with people, don't you? If you're like me, you say, how can I take this novel I'm reading and make it into like a puppet show that I could do in my own home? Because I'd have to confront people. They wouldn't come to me knowing that there was going to be a puppet show about, I don't know, Master and Margarita or something I've read recently. But if I could trick them into it. That is a way I get with art or fiction or anything. I get very excited. How can I share this with friends? And so I want to read you this book, this story that I like so much, but I can't find it. I can't find it. I'm looking all over for it. I'm looking high and low. I probably shouldn't look high. Because it's not up there, first of all. And maybe I should confine my search for an area where, oh, you know what? It's right here. It's right next to my hand. If it had been a snake, it would have rolled over and played dead and emitted a kind of foul odor. So, I don't think that's the expression. I think it's, if it would had been a snake, it would have bit me. Not necessarily. See, all snakes are different. And you don't know, just saying something is a snake, it's not enough. That's just a name. It doesn't tell me anything about it. Oh, there's snakes that behave in all sorts of ways, you know. There's lizards that look like snakes, like a glass lizard. Has no legs, and so you think it's a snake. How about that? And all snakes comes in all different sizes. Some of them are poison snakes, and some of them are not. Some of them are benevolent, meaning that they will anonymously pay off your mortgage for you. So who did that? I don't know. The signature's all weird and squiggly. Somebody did it. I'm not going to say who it is. There was a show like that where there was a millionaire serpent who would do things for people and then still film it. So it wasn't completely anonymous. He wanted to, and he would tell everyone his name. So it was Dr. Satan. His name was, no, I don't know. This, I misremember. I go to so many universes, and every single universe has a TV guide, and they're all different, subtly. Isn't that amazing? So it's Ironside in one universe. In another universe, it's chlorine side. It's just they go through all the periodic table. I love having this book. And I want to, it's just good. It's just feeling something like a book is good. And the smell. Hold on now. Allergy. Don't huff the book. Because the book also can, this is a very old book. So this has also, not only does it have information in it, but I think it also might have DNA in the form of nose hairs that might have cells on them, right? So, look at that. How about that? That's my grandfather's nose hair, and attached to it is perhaps a cell. I don't know if we can get any. I think it's probably deteriorated. We're not going to get high-quality DNA like we did out of my great-aunt's sock because we brought her right back. No, don't do that. Don't clone your ancestors from their biological detritus that you find in their possessions after they're gone. That's not fair. That's not fair. A lot of times they'll do that with celebrities. Say, I got these nail clippings from Mickey Rooney. You know, we're going to have an infinite amount of Mickey Rooneys. That's wonderful. What a world that would be. And people have such an imagination. I guess it'd be what a beautiful place. But I like variety. Say, that sounds like heaven, everybody's Mickey Rooney. Not to me. I like it all mixed up, all sorts of people, all types, all different sizes with some limitations. Everything that's, oh my goodness, standard deviation. Isn't that weird? Everything's in the middle. Everybody wants to be in the middle. So I'm a middleist, moderate. What do you believe? Tell me what you believe so I can be in the middle. Well, that, you know, so you don't know relative, you only know your beliefs relative to someone else's. Yes, I need at least, there needs to be at least three of us. Then you tell me what you believe. This other fella tells me what he believes, and I'm in the middle. Well, what if you go first? Mm-hmm. Oh, my friends, I'll tell you what I believe right now. I believe I'm going to tell you a story. And it's a good one because it's written down. I used to believe that when I was young. I said, well, it's written. Oh, it's in writing. So it's in a book. I thought there was some kind of guardian of the book gate. I had to go through the ultimate editor was the Lord God above or something. This shall be a book. But it isn't. It's just some person. It's probably a specific type of person, too, even. I need to take a drink of water. I'm sorry I need to do that. I'm a human being. And I'm soaking in it, water. Did you know that? Oh, I love the human body. I love to know about it, learn about it. And I want to learn things that are accurate. Because the thing about the human body, when science-wise, is that if it's accurate, it can actually do something. We do know how to cure some diseases and everything. So people aren't just making things up. There's some objective reality. And the proof of the pudding, you think I got that wrong? It's not, is in the tasting. People say, oh, the proof is in the pudding. What kind of proof? The proofs for your new book, what are in the pudding? Why did you put them there? Because I thought you'd want to take a look at them before we go to press. I do, but why would you put them in the pudding? That's a good question. And those kind of questions drive me to hear people's stories, to seek out new information, to go where no mind has gone before. Why? Because I could do pre-science. That's prescient of you. Yes, I think so. I can get the ideas, and then y'all can come and look for the evidence of it. I'm going to guess, but I'm going to try to guess what's true. I'm not going to just throw things out there to obfuscate. That's not me. No, I would love y'all to see clearly. Open your eyes and say, oh, I can see the world now. Like that ad where there's a pill you can take, takes the blur out of everything. I think it's for allergies, but I don't know. It might be, who knows? If they put psychedelic music with it, people would buy more of it. Well, maybe it's just Claritin, but it gets you high. Oh, I'm going to get it. Why do people want that?